In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. A few years ago, my husband and I visited the Museum of Contemporary Art in Barcelona. Among the many striking works and installations was one small room with broken, fragile objects on the floor, and they had fallen from steel shelves. Now, my first thought was, oh, that's terrible. Workers have been in and then left a terrible mess behind. But I was wrong. I then noticed a sign on the door of this small room that made it clear that this room and its mess was itself an art installation from which we were to draw meaning. And the sign's title in Spanish was Terremoto, or in English, earthquake. And it warned visitors that if you entered and walked on the unstable floorboards in the room, that the minor little earthquakes that you caused would destroy the fragile objects on the shelves as they fell. The sign then went on to speak of the feelings of extreme fragility of reality, those feelings that you have when you feel at any time the world could collapse under your feet. The sight of this room had a powerful impact, certainly for us, and I would think for most who looked at it and read the sign. Now, I'm sure that there were many different meanings drawn from it by visitors, but one meaning, and I will speak of this today, is about the extreme fragility of life. And how, when we experience the death of someone we love or are close to, that initially it can feel like our lives have shattered, or at the very least become so strangely different. Now, this week in particular, we were, I think most of us, reminded of that shattering when we heard about the tragedy at Auburn South Primary School and the loss of that little boy, Jack Davey, and the injury, both physical and psychological, to so many others. And so today, and on the request of one of the parents, not of Jack, but a close friend, the schoolboy Jack Davey's name is included in the list of the departed that we will remember. And of course, we continue to uphold the family, the parents, the children, the staff, and the whole school community in this terrible time for them. As we all, at various times, carry the sharpness of grief with us, then we find that gradually over time it may soften and usually becomes a little more bearable. But today, All Souls Day, our service, when we thank God for the people we have loved and remember them, can be a day when all sorts of emotions may re-emerge. You know, like they often do when it's your loved one's anniversary or birthday, and then you get that the wave of grief comes up again, doesn't it? That sharpness. And that is natural. And yes, we do have permission to cry. We have permission to cry today if that's what we need to do. And all those days when the wave of grief comes, we are allowed to be sad We remember that Jesus wept at the tomb of his friend Lazarus before he raised him to life again. Now, death is a mystery to all of us gathered here. Why? Because it hasn't happened to us yet, has it? It's only happened to someone else, someone we knew, someone we were close to. So what we saw was a person we love becoming still and quiet and silent. And so what we are left with, what are we left with? We are left with a matter of belief and hope. And there are strong sources of consolation for us today in the liturgy that do give us that strong hope. By the way, if you were listening to that first reading from the book of Job, you probably thought, this is a dreadful reading. That person who's writing that is full of despair. They're not in that position of hope yet. Well, let me reassure you, that was only chapter 14. By chapter 42 of Job, things have turned up and he has seen God's face and knows that God is his life. But that chapter 14, it wasn't quite there yet. He was shattered. But we do not need to be shattered, because today we hear wonderful promises from Jesus. The promise that Jesus makes in John chapter 6 that we've just read is that it is the will of God that nothing and no one should be lost. All will be gathered together. And Jesus says, anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. And we don't have to work too hard to come to God, to Jesus, because God is always drawing us. We were created to be with God. And so God reaches out to us in compassion when we come with the scars and wounds of grief. Even if they do ease over time, they remain, don't they? There's always something there. But they are in an ongoing process of healing through Christ, who we remembered entered our human condition totally, fully. Through Christ's own experience of death and resurrection from the dead, we have been given that new and living hope of our own resurrection in Christ. So what does All Souls Day remind us of? It reminds us of our true identity, an identity that binds us together in Christ with all the faithful, both living and departed. All those we will remember today, bound together in a communion of prayer. And that wonderful ongoing international commission, the Anglican and Roman Catholic International Commission, that has been going on for a few decades, dealing with all sorts of matters of faith, says that this communion we have with the living and the departed is a mystical bond in Christ that is not broken by death. And as Rowan Williams, the past Archbishop of Canterbury, said, belief in Jesus is seeing him as the gateway to an endless journey into God's love. That's what today is about. It's about love. God's love for each of us will triumph, for what is at the heart of God's being is simply, yet profoundly, love. We come from love, and at the end of our days, we return to love. As the poet Philip Larkin wrote, "What will survive of us is love." Now I'm going to conclude with a very short prayer that was written by the late priest and school chaplain, some of you may have known him, the Reverend Dr. Brian Porter. It was his anniversary, second anniversary of his death this week, and when I visited him not long before he died, he gave me this prayer to share. God of love, help us to be so mindful of the love from whence we came that we might learn more of the love to which we go, and in this love abounding, daily abide. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.